SBS Radio. Shalom, Australia. The rhythm of life in Israel is governed by the festivals. Usually after the summer holidays, apples, honey and pomegranates appear in shop windows and displays, heralding Rosh Hashanah. Sukkot follows and dozens of sukkah stands pop up around the cities, along with made-in-China sukkah decorations that look remarkably like what appears for Christmas in Australia. Of course, you cannot miss the lulav and etrog sellers marketing their wares, each claiming to have the most beautiful and most kosher. As winter begins, the donuts for Hanukkah appear everywhere, and the minute that Hanukkah is over, we see the mounds of dried fruits on display, tempting shoppers for Tu B'Shvat excesses. Immediately after that, it is the Ozne Haman and all sorts of sweet things for Purim that flow out onto the streets from the stores and stalls. This year, the elections interrupted the normal flow of things. The Pesach frenzy began a little late and did not follow immediately on the heels of Ozne Haman. But for 10 days, it was retail madness. It's not only about the food, which is the most important, of course, but everyone gets into the act. Furniture stores have crazy sales, suggesting that you might want a new bed before Pesach, in addition to the extra dining table, of course. Carpets, electrical goods, and pots and pans all sell like mad. Of course, it is unusual for the supermarkets to run out of kasher Pesach items, and most are open during the intermediary days of Pesach. But shoppers take no chances. Families fill three or four large shopping trolleys and spend months' worth of salaries. Often it is in the 48 hours before the festival begins, once the home is clear of the forbidden chametz and the fridges and cupboards are bare and ready to be filled. The spring weather brings raised spirits. With all the pressure, people smile as they shop, and there's definitely a sense of celebration. Pesach is the festival of freedom, and Israelis generally appreciate the fact that we live in a free society with political freedom, freedom of speech, of belief, of movement, and freedom of the media. The election in many ways exemplified all of this. Israel's democracy is flawed, as are all political systems, but it allows for maximum participation and minimum coercion. Pesach is celebrated almost universally among the Jewish population, but in many different ways. Most will have a seder on the first night, incorporating family traditions that reflect their diverse backgrounds. There will be those who wear ornate costumes and those who wear pajamas. There are those who are strict about grabot, allowing any liquid to come in contact with matzah, and those who choose to soak their matzah in juice or wine. Some refuse to have roast meat, and some have roast lamb as the compulsory main course. There are vegans whose shank bone on the seder plate is actually a carrot and who replace an egg with a boiled potato. There are those who eschew alcohol and only have grape juice. There are Iranians who beat each other with leeks, and there are others who sit on the floor. Some hide the afikoman from the children, and others have the children hide it from the adults. A key element of the seder is telling the story of our liberation and exodus from Egypt. Since Purim, schools have been teaching children the story and the songs. Most young children have experienced a demonstration seder in schools or kindergartens and have performances, games or teachings ready to share with their families. Whereas the tradition was that parents taught their children, the reality is that for large segments of Israeli society, especially for those from the former Soviet Union, children teach their parents. They not only understand the words of the Haggadah better, but they often have quite a sophisticated understanding of freedom and of the significance of the Exodus. Many families also use the opportunity to share stories of their own Exodus from the lands in which they lived before their Aliyah. Too many families in Israel empathize with the idea of leaving a place of oppression to find freedom because of their own experiences. The first day of Pesach is a religious holiday and finds a portion of the community in the synagogues. But thousands flock to the beaches for their first swim of the year or to the national parks to enjoy nature in other ways. The stores are not open on that day and families spend time together taking a break from the incessant shopping, that has just been behind them and is a national pastime. This year, because the seventh day of the holiday is Friday, Pesach extends to an eighth day even in Israel. Bread will be baked late next Saturday night and returns to the supermarkets on Sunday morning. We should not forget that for a small percentage of the population and for tens of thousands of tourists to Israel, this weekend is Easter, the most holy days in the Christian calendar. In Jerusalem, Bethlehem, and Christian communities throughout the Galil, families gather for prayers and the churches are full. We wish our Christian friends a most meaningful Easter, and to all our Jewish listeners, Chag Pesach, Kasher v'Sameach. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.